been the man with short beats in the man. Move it on, go man. Oh, it's steady though. Let it all get it on like a day. I'm gonna let you cut me back. Small change, big way change. I'm taking it.
Now, Dino, I hope you don't fall off your chair when I say that that man rapping that we were just listening to is, in fact, an Olympic gold medalist. That was Dylan Alcott, who he was a gold medalist back in the 2008 Beijing Paralympics, where in the basketball team, the men's wheelchair basketball team. These days, he also plays wheelchair tennis. In fact, last weekend, he played 24 hours of tennis to raise funds for the Starlight Foundation and Variety, the children's charity, last Thursday and Friday, and then headed down to the Meredith Music Festival on Saturday morning and found himself crowd surfed in his wheelchair to the stage with Ghostface Killer. And then got the microphone in his hand and started rapping. He leads a wide and varied life, and he's joined us on the line now. Dylan Alcott, good evening and welcome to Sports Today.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for having a chat to us. How long have you been a rapper for?
I've been a rapper for all of 45 seconds. That was my first and only ever rap performance. I don't rap normally, but I'm a big fan of the Wu-Tang Clan. That's the band, and Ghostface is from there, and he asked someone to come up and do one of the verses from one of the famous guys called the Method Man. And I crowd surfed, he picked me, I got up there. Safe to say I was a touch nervous, but I absolutely nailed it, word for word. I couldn't believe it. It was one of the most ridiculous moments of my life, especially after playing tennis for 24 hours in a row the day before to try and raise $100,000 for charity. So it was a good couple of days.
Well, that was going to be the next question. I would have thought after 24 hours of tennis in the name of charity that you would have been at home taking it easy and maybe having a long kip, but instead going down to the famous Meredith Music Festival.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Meredith. It's my favourite festival in the world. And I went home Friday morning, got home at 10, slept all day Friday night, and then went up to Meredith very early Saturday morning. And then, that ridiculous thing happened. So it was an unbelievable experience, to be honest. And I had such a great day. Huge public support for the tennis charity event. I'm currently on about $85,000 raised for the foundations. I'm trying to get to 100 by Friday, so still got a bit of time to go. And it was just a really humbling experience, just having the amazing support of so many huge celebrities like Sam Stosur and Jack Rewalt, and even the guy of Sex and the City, a guy called Smith, who when he walked in, my mum almost died. I didn't even know who he was. But yeah, it was incredible. Incredible day, and yeah, hopefully we can get close to the 100 by Friday.
Talk to me, Dylan, Dean Jones here. Congratulations what you've done for Starlight, $85,000. At minimum now, it's an hour, and hopefully you get past 100. That's just brilliant. And were you a bit nervous being crowd-surfed in your chair, in your wheelchair?
You know what, even though I've won a gold medal and now I'm the world number two tennis player, I'm actually probably most famous around the world for crowd-surfing my wheelchair. I used to do it a lot when I was a bit younger, and I've done it in America, early in London. I've done it a bit, and I've kind of put it to bed now because I want to obviously try to concentrate on the Australian Open. But when that opportunity presented itself, who your favourite artist in the whole world ever is, Elvis or Bob Dylan, I don't know what you're into, but for me,
Linkin Park, actually, man.
Oh yeah, well for me it's Wu-Tang Clan, so that's quite my idol. But to get up there and do that with them, I mean, my brother, who's a big fan as well, he said, mate, you can win as many gold medals as you want. You can play tennis for 100 hours. I don't really care. That was the proudest moment he's ever had of his life. So it was an incredible experience.
Well, Dylan, we're all very proud of you, and good luck at the Australian Open as well next month. Let's hope you have much success there. You've had a massive weekend. All I can say is probably go and have a bit of a rest.
Yeah, well, if anybody wants to donate, please head over to my Twitter or my Facebook or Instagram. Just my name, Dylan Alcott, A-L-C-O-T-T. You can see the link to donate, and while you're there, you can watch the video of me rapping with Ghostface. So, it's been a good couple of days.
Well done, mate.
Good stuff. Dylan Alcott, Paralympian, Olympic gold medalist back in 2008 as well, joining us on Sports Today.